Exactly. So I know people excited to go. And you're right. Now, in terms of the shows and everything, you're right about that. Like, everybody's suffering, you know. Of course, entertainment suffering the most because we depend on people being out to get jobs now. So, I mean, obviously, I'm one. I deal with, as you know, a lot of artists, a plethora of them. So I know more than most people. But what I also know is that if you don't have things planned, you're going to go in a place, a country where it's expensive, where if you don't have things planned, you just can't run home. This is America. You can't just take a flight back, and the money you have to spend daily, it's you know, transportation, daily spending, moving around, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. So, and you have to plan. It don't make sense going for one show, and then when you come back, when you go come back to Trinidad, you have to quarantine. And all these things, and you spend all your money. You have to spend 7 days in a hotel, so basically you make any money. And then depending on where you're going now, you have to depend on the promoters to do the right thing, which is the COVID-19 protocols and everything, which you can tell they're not doing. Because I know these events not making sure that everybody have a negative test. They're just checking to see if everybody's seen negative. They're not sure. They probably just saying, all right, well, let me just try to keep it scale it down or whatever. That not happening because people are excited, which is fine, but it is dangerous as well. So again, if an artist leaving to go for one or two shows, that'll make any, you had to at least have 15 shows because financially not gonna make any sense, generally. And then because of the protocols and how you have to move to come back to China, to come back to other place except America, it's expensive. So so I totally understand even your position, everybody positioning the same thing. It's just a matter of planning, and it have to make sense financially for you to move around. So if you want to go in the States and they don't have things lined up and they don't have everything like properly done, then it might make sense. No, it could go, but you're not gonna make any money. And then everybody going to rush to go to do the shows, eh? So that means the prices of artists go and go down because they want to be in every show. So then that's our next problem everybody not really considering us. So we have a lot of artists going up because they want to be in shows so bad, they do it for free or next to nothing, and they can't charge the price they want to charge. And then we have a whole next problem there. So it's a lot of things logistically now. If I was everybody, I would wait. I'll wait a little longer. I would wait. Because when I see the bigger shows in like Coachella and everything, they canceled in 2022. And if they do that, that means that they think in the same thing. It's like, okay, if you do this, it might be too much rush, too much protocols, it might be too difficult. People, we could spread the virus. We don't know if everybody, some people could slip through if they're positive because they don't want to go out, or you don't know now. So, and you can't control it. So it's like, if you wait until next year where most people are vaccinated, and then it's easier to execute big shows on a regular basis now. So, but again, we'll see.